This program is a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and is brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.
97 Gold presents Your Money with Fay Bagby. Sound advice to help your money grow. Now, here's Fay Bagby on 97 Gold.
Good morning.
Good morning, Faye. How are you?
Well, you know, every day's different. This weather just, you know, I mean, is it going to get worse than it already is?
Oh, I know. It's up and then it's down and then it's up and then it's down. We were like really, really cold, and we had that little ice storm earlier in the week, and now we're up near like 60. And then I think by the time we get into Monday for New Year's Day, I think it's supposed to be back down into the 20s for the high.
That's the way I understand it,
yeah.
Is that, you know, it might be 20, it might be 17, somewhere in between.
Yeah.
So everybody better get all their fur-lined boots on, their parkas, their, you know, everything you can find.
Well, my goodness, once you get down to like 17, 20, I think at that point, it all just stops because it's just too cold for everything.
It is, and everybody, unless they need to go out, they should not.
Yeah.
And you know what my heating and air guy said?
What?
When it gets below 32, turn your heat to emergency heat.
Oh, really?
Instead of leaving it on regular. Yeah, he said you need to turn it to emergency heat to get it to keep up with that really, really cold.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, that's what he told me.
Wow.
And he's an authority.
Well, my goodness, you're full of all kinds of information today.
Well, I try, you know. I try to be helpful.
Wow, I see that. That is helpful. Wow.
Yeah, it is. And you can get frostbite, that's another thing, in just a few minutes, and people don't even know it.
I know.
You know, when you get out in this kind of weather, you can get frostbite so quick. You know, I remember years ago when the Cowboys played in Green Bay, you know, people got frostbite up there.
Oh, yes.
I had a friend, his fingers were, the ends of them were frostbite because he didn't realize how bad it was. He didn't realize how cold he was.
Yeah.
So people need to stay in unless they need an emergency to go out.
Yeah, even if you're like walking out to the mailbox or taking a dog for a walk or something, make sure you've got plenty of layers on and gloves and hats and all of it.
That's right. And unless the dog just has to go for a walk, tell him to stay in the house.
Stay in the house, snuggle up, and get warm.
That's right. Say, dog, you're smarter than that.
Yeah. So we're going. It looks like on Monday we're going to kick off the new year. We're very, very cold.
It is. And have you made New Year's resolutions that you're getting ready for?
Yeah. I don't make resolutions. In fact, I think last year I made a resolution that I was no longer going to make resolutions.
Well, now that's interesting.
Yeah.
I know everybody, nobody fulfills theirs.
Oh, no.
You know, I mean, it's just they say all this, you know, but most of them do not do it. It's just something to do for fun.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
We just say stuff.
That's right. Americans are good at that.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to conquer the world, you know.
Yeah.
We're going to lose 100 pounds, you
yeah.
know.
Mm-hmm.
There wouldn't be anything left but a little spot there, you know.
A pile of bones on the floor.
Yeah, a pile of bones on the floor. But it sounds exciting. You know, oh, I'm going to lose all this weight. I'm
yeah.
going to do all these other things.
It does sound exciting.
Yeah, be nicer to the neighbor, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Yes, I thought so. My neighbor came yesterday and brought my mail.
Oh.
And he said, I get your mail all the time. I said, I get your mail all the time. And we had never met him. And his fence is like mine. You know, once you close your gate, you don't know who lives there because of all the trees.
Yeah.
And I thought somebody else lived there. And he says, no. Those people moved, and he said, I'd always wanted that property, and I rushed out and bought it before it could be advertised.
Wow.
So, yeah. And everybody complains about the post office here. It's just ridiculous. Nobody gets the right mail. Everybody gets everybody else's mail. It's just, it's a crazy situation.
That is crazy.
It is. And I don't know if the guy can't read and write. You know, maybe it's how he got the job. It's, oh, good, if you can't read and write, come on over.
Oh, wow.
You know, I don't know. I can't figure it out.
Oh, my goodness.
But anyway, the service should certainly be improved. It is badly in need of help.
Maybe that's their New Year's resolution, is to improve mail service.
Well, that would really be wonderful. I would appreciate that.
Yeah,
I mean, I think all the other neighbors would.
Sure.
Well, what a gift, you know.
Or you could look at it this way, as though it's a positive, and though when you get somebody else's mail, you get to meet somebody else or interact with a new person.
Well, I'll tell you something. There's two ladies that live out here on this road that are really marvelous people. They both have golf carts. And they check everything that happens at everybody's house.
Oh,
right,
wow.
You know? Oh, yeah, they know everything's going on. And the other day, I had a package that was missing. And I stopped the lady in the golf cart, and I said, you know, I'm missing a package. I've never had a package go missing. And I said, somebody signed for it, and I never heard of this person. Well, she said, let me just get my golf cart. I'll open each mailbox and look at their name. I said, it's against the law. She said, I'm not going to touch their mail. I'm just going to open the door and look at their name. And she did that for me. She went up and down and looked at every mailbox and peeked at the name on the letters.
Oh.
To see. And she said, sure enough, nope, nobody lives anywhere near her but that name.
Really?
Yeah. So these little old ladies are on it, let me tell you.
Evidently. You know what y'all should do? Y'all should have like some kind of a block party or something. Have like maybe a picnic or y'all make a casserole and get together and social.
Now you sound like the Baptist. Everybody has to have a casserole. I've done so many casseroles in my lifetime. I just can't tell you how many I've done, but there's a lot of them.
See, you'd fit right in.
That's right. And everybody says, you know, when we get to heaven, we know what us Baptists will be doing. They'll be serving casseroles, you know?
Well, the next step is have casseroles and a foot washing. So it's one step at a time.
That's exactly right. And maybe, and the Methodists, they will probably bring the wine.
Oh, you know? Delicious.
So everybody's got a part to play.
Yes, we all have something to contribute.
That's right. It'll be wonderful.
It'll be great.
I think we better maybe give out the phone number. What do you say?
Yeah, we're already making too merry here.
I know. I thought maybe we were. The phone number is 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330, and we're at 3105 Big Spring, next to Ivy Cottage. And, you know, I know they had a lot of wonderful gifts this year. I hope everybody went in there and bought them out, you know?
Oh, I'm sure. It's been a big a big holiday for spending. I think it was almost like a record-breaking year. If not, it was. I'm not sure of the exact numbers yet, but it's been a big year for holiday shopping. So they probably
did
very well.
It was billions and billions.
Yes.
And everybody found out this year that you can order everything in the world. It will come to your door.
You
don't have to go to the stores.
Unless they're delivering to your house, and then it's not happening.
That's right. But, you know, I mean, that's only one package. Remember, all the rest got here.
Oh.
And they came here 21 times.
Wow.
So that's kind of a record, isn't it?
You ordered a lot of stuff.
I did, and I said, I'm going to try not to go to one store and stand in line.
And you did a good job.
And one guy tells me that he thought he had it made. He orders online, mm-hmm. but then he tells them to deliver it to the stores. Well, and that's where he lost all of his momentum. He had to get back in line and wait 30 minutes to pick up the package.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and so when you start the online deal, you've got to go all the way.
Oh, yeah,
and have
it's all
sent to your house, and then you don't have to do anything except wrap it.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, that's pretty smart.
It is.
And like you say, it's the world has changed a lot this year as far as, you know, record-setting sales online.
Yeah.
It's an amazing story, isn't it?
It really is. And, you know, with all the holiday shopping and things like that, it indicates that the economy is well and things are really moving in the right direction. And so this is the time where people need to really take some of that money that they're, you know, maybe they spent a little extra on the holiday season. Maybe it's time to, you know, regroup a little bit and really start planning for retirement, because that's what this is all about. It's all about a planning strategy. It's all about making sure that if you want to retire in 10 years, you start now. You start investing, you start growing your money, so that when you do retire, you've got enough, because you don't ever want to retire on a hope and a prayer and a guess. That's bad.
Well, that's exactly right. And people who do that, they run out of funds. They have to, you know, I always tell people, do you want to move in with your in-laws? No. Do you want to move in with your sister or anybody else? No. You love them, but, you know, you don't want to have to move in with them because you've made some really bad mistakes.
Yeah.
You know, you've not invested wisely. You weren't saving money. You weren't investing it. And now it comes down at truth time.
Mm-hmm.
What do I have to live on? So, you know, we don't want people to do things like that. You know, our people have had the best year ever.
Yeah.
We were looking this week to see how many maturities people have had. I have one guy has had 8 maturities for the year.
Really?
Now that's just astronomical.
What would be like a normal thing? 4 or 5?
Yeah, I mean, I would think if a person had 3 in a year, they're doing pretty good.
Okay.
But ours have had a tremendous amount. And this week, since you and I talked last Saturday, we've had 3 more maturities.
Really? This late in the year?
And one of them had went over. One of them was 24 months. It came in 12 months.
Wow.
And the other one was a 6-month, and of course it came in early. It was a breast cancer case, and it went to the brain, and it was supposed to be 24 months. And of course it wasn't anywhere near that. And even though it was 6 months, it paid 12%.
Wow, that's cool.
So that was pretty good, you know, to get a short-term deal. You know, that paid 12%.
Yeah, a great surprise for investors right at the last minute.
That's right. And they weren't big policies. One was $400,000, and one was $250,000, and one, I think, was $150,000. They were fairly small, but, you know, money is money. It doesn't matter which way you look at it.
Oh, sure. And that
when
money,
when you get paid and you make the profit, it's still a good profit.
Yeah, and it's always a great opportunity. It kind of puts you, I guess, ahead of schedule when a policy does come in early, so you can take that profit and get it reinvested in another policy quicker.
That's exactly the way I look at it, and that's the way I plan these things. In other words, we can figure that a percentage are going to come in early, which is really going to help you toward your goals. A percent will be on time, and then there are going to be some that will be late.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on this one that was late, you know, it didn't cost anybody anything. The premiums were still paid up, and that's what I love. Sometimes we buy policies that the premiums are paid up ahead.
Oh, really?
And so even if it goes over, it ain't going to cost a client a dime.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you know? And I like that. And sometimes they're paid up completely. We've had some that are, and then we've had people that took a disability against their life policy, and when they do, you stop paying premiums completely if you take a disability.
Really?
You do not pay penalty. You don't pay premiums till you die. And so that helps out a lot.
Yeah.
And, you know, every time anybody sells a policy, they're selling it for a valid reason. They're not selling it just to get cash. They either need it, you know, for cancer treatments, which are astronomical, or they need to settle up with their family now because they know they're not going to make it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's important. And especially men that won't go get that checkup. You know, we've had a lot of deals that they might have survived if they had went early. But by the time they went, the cancer had spread so far, you know, all they can do is put their life in order.
Yeah.
And so I encourage people, you know, go and get those checkups because they need them. And, you know, I've mentioned several times about our attorney that has esophagus and stomach cancer. And, you know, it's a bad, bad deal when you get stomach cancer because it spreads so rapidly.
How is he doing?
He is not doing well.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yes, he went in for the surgery after 2 months of radiation, 2 months of chemo, and they were going to go ahead and take his stomach out. But and they thought the cancer was gone, and they were going to do that as a precaution. But it was still there, and they sewed him back up.
Oh,
so
really?
So now he's got to start over with chemo and radiation, and, you know, I think it's very, very serious, in my opinion.
Wow. I'm...
That, you know, it was already, you know, stage four when they found it. So men, you know, if they're having trouble swallowing, they just think it's some little thing. They don't think about, you know, that it might could be cancer of the esophagus.
Yeah.
You know, and there's so many deadly cancers, you know, like brain cancer is so deadly. And when these women, or men, either one, we've bought a lot of policies that it would spread to the brain, and they don't realize, you know, as far as I know, we haven't. In the policies we bought, we've never had anyone survive that.
Yeah, it's a very serious situation. There are some types of cancer that are much more serious than others. And like you say, brain cancer is one of the ones that you look for. What are some other types of cancer? When these come across your desk and you're, you know, weighing or not, you know, how aggressive do we want to bid on this? Do we want to bid at all? What types of other cancers and what types of other signs are you looking for?
Well, of course, pancreatic is, to me, is the most deadly. You know, when we get somebody that has pancreatic cancer, I bid hard on it because I know that they're not going to survive. We've never had a policy that didn't pay off on pancreatic cancer. And we've had some big ones, and we've had some fairly small ones that we've done that had pancreatic cancer. But it all came down to the same thing, is you cannot survive it.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them, they can operate. And they resection it, and that'll give you another couple of years. But most of them cannot be operated on because of the location. And if they can't, then we know that it's about 9 months.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, we take it serious with our clients. We take it very serious. We know it's deadly. And we know that we're helping their family and we're helping them. And, you know, usually I do not get the obituary on these people.
Mm-hmm.
But it just so happened that the carrier, our provider, sent me the death certificate, the obituary, on the lady with breast cancer this week. Usually I do not see that.
Oh, really?
And never see the photographs of the person. And that is one time they actually sent the photograph and all the information about her family, how many children she had, everything in the obituary. So, you know, sometimes I get an awful lot of information.
What does something like that do? Does it change, you know, maybe the perspective, or is it still, because at that point it's a business transaction. When you bid on these policies and buy these policies, the policyholder has already gone through the emotional, I guess, stage, and they've already been diagnosed with stage four cancer, and so they know at this point, okay, I've got to have some money, and the fastest way I can get it is to sell my policy. So at that point it becomes a business transaction, but does it change how you look at these at all when you get all that information and actually see the obituary or see photographs?
No, it doesn't. You know, I bid it strictly on what the doctors say. When the doctor says, you know, this is what they've got, this is how far it's spread, this is what all it's done, or lots of times they'll say, you know, this person had this in 15, and then 2 years later it's back.
Mm.
So you know then that it's, they're not going to make it if it come back. That second go-around is deadly. And then we have some that don't even make it to that second go-around. You know, this year, as you know, we've had more policies that came in early in our entire life.
Yeah. Yeah, and this was a record year for early maturities.
It is. It's a record number of maturities, and I don't even have them counted up today. You know, in November we knew how many we'd had, and I don't even know now, you know, what the number is in dollars and cents for the year, because we've had so many of them mature early, and usually we don't have this many mature early, and we really have had a tremendous amount. People have made a record numbers of money this year with us.
Yeah, it really has been a big year. And so the way this works is for people who are looking to grow their money, they're looking for alternative investments other than Wall Street, because we know how the stock market can, it can be up and down. And I think people still have a lot of flashbacks, and they still remember very well what happened in 2008. And, you know, some people are still not fully recovered from the crash. And so people are looking for other investment opportunities so that they can grow their money and get ready for retirement. And this is one of them. This is a chance to invest in a life insurance policy, and the policyholder needs to sell it, like we were talking about, for different reasons, whether it's cancer treatments, because they're very expensive, or just settle their estate before, you know, they know that their cancer is terminal. They want to go ahead and get it settled so that there's not, you know, people don't contest the will. It keeps the family together and things like that. There's a number of reasons. But once that policyholder decides to sell the policy, they need somebody there to buy it. Otherwise, it doesn't do them any good, and they can't have that money for their cancer treatments or whatever they need to use it for. And so then that's where you come in. And then that's when it becomes a business transaction for you. It becomes an opportunity for people to invest in something that's much more safe and relatively secure compared to Wall Street.
Well, and of course, you know, one of the big gurus on Wall Street had thought that, you know, that we might have a market turnaround. And he said, you know, this first time he's been wrong, that the market stayed up. It didn't go ahead and you know, crash like he thought it was going to. But like you say, we've all been through it so many times over the years. And what people don't want to do, if they've got that profit, they need to go ahead and take it and say, you know, at my age, I'm 55 years old or 65, you know, I don't want to take the risk. Let me get my profit. Let me take this money and invest it in a life settlement, you know, where I know how much I'm going to make, and I know that the money will not reverse itself and go down. Mm-hmm. A lot of people forget about that. A life insurance policy won't go down.
Right.
They're going to pay the exact face amount of that policy. And we know there's risk, and we talk about risk every week because we want people to know there is risk. And the risk, of course, is it could go over, and the premiums might be higher than you could pay. They argue you shouldn't do this. It's not for someone that has a limited amount of money. This is for people that have several hundred thousand dollars to invest, that may want to put $100,000 with us to start with, or $200,000, whatever. Or they may be going to retire this year, and they're going to move all of it over and you know, as they leave their company. Because if you leave a company, you're not going to leave your 401k there. You have to move it. They don't want to keep it. And then a lot of people, I've had people bring me two or three old 401ks they forgot about. You know, they've been in another company for 20 years, and they forgot that they even had it. And so they bring us those. And we've had a lot of people bringing us CDs right here at the end of the year. These CDs have matured, and they're not going to pay, you know, what, 1.5% maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And so those people have brought us those for us to invest for them. And that's another thing, you know. Why would you leave money in CDs when it doesn't pay anything? That doesn't make you a real smart person.
Yeah. If you're not, if your money isn't growing, your money isn't, if you're not growing money, you're losing money.
That's exactly right. And nowadays, everybody needs to make as much money as they can. And, you know, the oil is up now. I think oil is, what is it, $59?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's making a comeback. So this is going to help people's salaries. It's going to help, you know, the companies employ more people out here.
You know,
so, you know, a lot of the people, you know, that they aren't making as much the last 2 years, but now they will because they're going to get bonuses this year for the first time. They're going to get raises, which is going to help. And all this is just going to help the economy and the people who live here.
You know, and speaking of that, with, you know, the oil coming back and people's, you know, bonuses starting to come back, more people coming to town, more work is happening, you know, more rigs are going up. What do you say to somebody who maybe isn't in a position, they're not accredited right now, this is not a program that they can get into at the end of 2017, what should they be doing towards like the beginning of 2018 to start getting ready so that maybe in, you know, mid to late, you know, I don't know, second, third quarter of 2018, maybe then they'll be in a good position to do something like this and be involved in this kind of a program. What should they be doing over the next 6 months?
Well, we need to. They need to see they can add up their assets if they're like if they're going to get an inheritance, if they're going to get a bonus, and that bonus may put them over that $200,000 a year mark that they have to invest with. So they've either got to have the $200,000, you know, income, including bonuses, or they have to have $1 million gross net worth without their home. And so if they've got a ranch, if they've got cattle, if they've got farm equipment, you know, that's part of their assets.
Mm-hmm.
They have all kinds of assets and their 401k. A lot of people forget about the 401k and they'll say, oh, I didn't count the 401k. Well, that's a big part of your asset. You know, usually that's $400,000 or $500,000 or $1 million. So, you know, they have to get all those things ready. So, like you say, they may get a raise this year, which will put them up high enough to do something, you know, mid-year or at the end of the year. And I have one guy. It's been waiting 2 years to invest with us, and he's hoping that this year, with his income and his bonus, that he'll finally be able to invest.
Okay, cool. So it's all about really just, you know, taking the steps that you need to get into a position where you can do this. Because I know a lot of people, you know, especially when they start to move to town or they start to, you know, their income starts to grow and they may not have a whole lot in savings. Say they've got, you know, I don't know, a couple thousand in savings or whatever. I'm just using some generic numbers here. But, you know, their salary puts them over $200,000. That's still okay. Somebody doesn't need to have been saving for years in order to do this. So is that accurate?
Well, yes. In other words, if their salary has gone up every year and they're now at the point where they can do this, you know, they can come over and make an appointment. We can look at everything, you know, and put them in a good solid investment.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're still not there, you know, they can do annuities or other investments with us, you know. But again, even with annuities, you have to have, you know, like $50,000.
Yeah.
You know? They won't let you do it for just, you know, $5,000. And we used to have a lot of people would call and say, look, I have $5,000 I'd like to invest. And unfortunately, we can't do any real small investments.
Mm-hmm.
But people who are getting ready, remember, the wife has got a 401k usually. He's got a 401k. And then they have joint money. And we've had people that have an accounts with us in the husband and wife's name. And then we've got people, you know, that have an IRA each. So they may have three accounts with us. So that gives you three different ways, you know, to make the money grow towards your retirement.
All right. And normally, if I was to say something like this, I would think, okay, this is just an excuse to procrastinate. But this might be, you know, as we go into the, you know, planning over the next 6 months or 10 months or whatever the case may be, for somebody to get to the point where they can go ahead and enroll in the program, this is the time where it is okay to get ready to get ready.
That's right. And of course, you want to quit procrastinating. Procrastination hadn't helped anybody as far as I can tell.
Yeah.
I mean, I have men that say, Faye, I've been thinking about this for 6 months. I mean, they've been thinking about it so long, they finally called.
Mm-hmm.
And they listen to me every week. They hear me talk about it. They know that, you know, what the program does. They know that the money, is, you know, it's a different investment for their money, but it will grow a lot between now and retirement. And we have people that recommend us every week because they have made so much money with us. You know, they tell all their friends. which, you know, is a good thing.
So bottom line, it seems like the main draw to this type of alternative investment is that it never goes down. You may have to be patient. You may have to wait for the policy to mature, but it doesn't go down. It seems like that might be the big thing that draws people in.
Well, it does. And people say, you know, the reason I want to invest is because I don't want the up and down anymore. And we talk about that a lot. You know, your money will not go down. Whatever you start with, you're going to get that back plus your profit. And you're always going to have that profit. Now, it may be late, sure. It may be on time, or it may be early.
Mm-hmm.
And we have this year, we've had so many people that had so many maturities. And I don't know if most of them, I think three-fourths are 401ks. And a lot of them is just husband and wife, joint accounts. So, you know, we've got every kind of account in the world. You know, we've got the joint accounts, we've got the family accounts, we've got the trust accounts. You know, everybody has a different kind of account, and they're making money different ways.
What would you say to somebody who, I don't know, say they've got, I don't know, like $500,000 in savings, and they think it's okay to retire on that? What would you say? Somebody says, okay, I think I got enough in the account. I can go ahead and retire. What would you say to that person?
I'd say, I hope you don't need but $5,000 a year to live on.
Really? That's what it boils down to when you do the math?
That's what it boils down to. How do you think you could live 20 years on $500,000? You tell me.
Wow.
So just figure it out. If you take $50,000 a year, it's not going to last 20 years.
No, that you're going to go through that in a hurry. And then there's all kinds of unexpected expenses that people may not have planned for, whether it be...
How about their grandchildren?
Exactly.
The grandchildren are always needing money.
Yes.
I don't care who it is in America. Their grandchildren always say, I've got an emergency.
Yeah.
Well, who helps them out? The grandparents,
yeah.
Always.
Or what about some unexpected health thing, whether it's a vision thing or a physical health thing? You know, all kinds of things can come up, and if you don't have that padding there, then after retirement, you could be in a lot of trouble in a big hurry.
And remember, taxes go right on your property.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and now the limit will be $10,000 reduction on taxes that
Oh, wow.
You can take off. And of course, their taxes may not be that much. But out here in Midland, I bet it is. What do you think?
I'm sure you're probably right.
Yeah, I mean, taxes are high because I've heard a lot of my clients talk about it.
So as we go into the end of the year here, and we're looking ahead to 2018, I know, you know, a lot of people kind of coast through the last 4 to 6 weeks of the year. They don't really do a whole lot. Not a lot of business happens. But then we come into the first of the year, and then things really start kicking up again. How does it work as far as, like, investments go? Is there a season that is more prime for starting this type of investment, or is it pretty much even keel, status quo, 12 months out of the year?
I think it's just status quo because people retire every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, usually they retire at the end of December. But lots of times they don't. They may not retire. I've got people telling me they're going to retire next April and May. So we have to prepare for April and May. There's people that retire all year long, depending on what time of the year they went to work for that company. A lot of companies are selling out right now, so they've been bought, so they have to take their 401ks and move it. So those people, a lot of those are coming to us. And as I said, a lot of people own their own companies. If they own their own company, you know, they want to get the investments done all year long.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not just, you know, thinking about it at the end of the year.
All right. This is Your Money with Fay Bagby. The phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. And we're at 3105 Big Spring, right next to Ivy Cottage.
And don't call right now because there's nobody in the office. You're enjoying the holiday weekend.
That's right. I mean, you can email, but calling today would not get you any answers. Because
yeah.
My employees always get from December till the second day of January off. This is their week, and it's a paid vacation.
Well, I mean, it sounds like it's been a kind of a working vacation for some folks because of the maturities that have happened, especially this past week.
That's right. And we did have someone go into the office yesterday temporarily to finish up that last policy. You know, we did $5 million in policies in the last week and a half.
Wow.
We put a lot of people in them. Their Nevada Trust is closing that last policy today for us.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic.
And then, as I said, we had three maturities this week. And they'll be notifying those people Tuesday. A lot of them won't even know till Tuesday that they had three more maturities.
Well, that'll make for a happy new year for some folks.
It will. It'll make a lot of people really happy.
Yeah. So as we go into the new year and we're planning on new things, we're planning on retirement, we're getting everything ready to go, this is the time of year to really start getting into it, especially like next week. That would be a great time to call and make an appointment and really get things going. But every Saturday morning around this time, we start getting into trivia. And this is all kinds of great information that you bring, whether it's, you know, something to put on our bucket list, a place to visit, something to do, some interesting facts that may not be well known. What are we talking about today?
Sometimes it's just food.
Ooh, now that's a good one.
Well, let's talk about 1926.
All right.
This is a story about a man and his wife. Back in 1926, they lived out at Mansfield, little old quiet road out in Mansfield, and their name was Dalton. Mildred and Otis Dalton lived out in Mansfield. Imagine dirt roads everywhere. And they had a little one-room grocery store in Fort Worth. And she made pastries and pies, and he would take them in every day and put them in his store and sell them. Well, you know, times were tough, and they needed the extra money. And they had three little kids, and she was always using egg whites for meringues, for pastry and everything. She had all these leftover egg yolks. And she said, you know, we need another product to sell. So she started making homemade mayonnaise.
Ooh.
And before long, it was a bestseller in Fort Worth grocery store.
Really?
And people were, the neighbors were calling and said, don't give it to me, I'll pay for it. The grocery store customers were calling in orders ahead of time. The product was so good. Then she said, well, if I can make mayonnaise and sell it, you know, I think I'll make some pickle relish.
Ooh.
And she said, but, you know, I want to make a sandwich spread with the pickle relish. So she found a relish supplier, but it was too high. They couldn't afford it. They said, look, we've got a garden out here. Let's just plant some cucumbers. Well, they didn't know that cucumbers just spread like wildfire. So they found that they had so many cucumbers that they had to start making something. They said, well, let's just make pickles. So they started making pickles. 1925. They have now been in business 91 years.
Really?
And the company is Best Made Products.
Really?
91 years. They are the official pickle company for the Dallas Cowboys.
Wow, how cool.
I mean, this is a cool company, let me tell you. Still home-owned. The grandson runs it. He's 70. The great-grandsons work there. They're 47 and 51.
Oh, wow.
Now then, I don't know if you've ever seen Best Made Pickle logo. Mm-hmm. It features a cartoon of a little girl named Smiley. She's licking her lips. They introduced the picture on their label in 1960. And the legend has it, it was drawn by a Best Made employee, and it was a cute character of their granddaughter.
Oh, neat.
And the slogan with little Smiley on it is, it's the taste that makes you smile.
Yes.
Isn't that neat?
That is great.
Now, this company, let me tell you how they do this. West Texas has got the best soil in the world for pickles, for cucumbers, as you probably, I don't know if you'd know that.
I did not know
they
that.
They now harvest 50,000 pounds of cucumbers an hour.
50,000?
50,000. They own 3,200 acres of land in West Texas that they farm.
Wow.
Can you believe this?
I didn't know that.
And they hoe this by hand.
No
to
way.
To make sure. Oh, yeah. They hoe it by hand to make sure there's no weeds in this. Now then, you have to have bees to pollinate. So they have beehives all out there. They import bees. And the bees have to visit each plant three times in order for it to pollinate.
Really?
Can you imagine this?
I can't imagine. I mean, the attention to the personalized detail to every little aspect is amazing.
It's an amazing company. It's an amazing family. And now here's some of the products. They pickle pickle juice.
Really?
I could not imagine a company that sells pickle juice.
Awesome.
They sell dills. They sell sweet. Now, a big seller is jalapeno bread and butter pickles.
Mmm.
Yes. And they have all kinds of recipes for things to be made with pickles. They have a recipe for pizza made with pickles.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
I mean, they have got everything. I mean, it's just an amazing family that started in 1926 out there on a little old patch of land in Mansfield, Texas. And 91 years later, here they are, still making pickles and family owned.
Wow, that is so cool. And it really goes to show, because a lot of companies would just say, let's just get some machines to do it. But they hoe it by hand. They have all the bees out there. That's just, I mean, every little detail. And that's the kind of thing that really sets a company apart.
It really does. And they now have sales of $50 million a year.
Wow. How cool.
I mean, from a little pickle patch in the backyard.
Yeah.
I mean, and I had no idea that there was anybody in Texas that had 3,000 acres of cucumbers growing.
Yeah, that's massive.
And they said they started getting bigger because they started getting warehouses. You know, they didn't have enough warehouse space to do all this. And they started increasing their warehouse. And when they did, they really started selling pickles. And one chef said he would not use any other brand of pickles because it's the best one for recipes.
Really? Still want to try that pickle pizza. I'm kind of stuck on that. I love pizza and I love pickles.
Well, and they have the recipes on their website.
Oh, man.
You can get their recipes.
I've got to try that.
Yeah, and Best Made, a little homegrown company, started with a little one-room grocery store in 1925 and then in 1926. You know, I mean, it's just an amazing story. And who would have thought? I guess people nowadays don't have the tenacity to go and do something like this. You know?
Oh, no. Oh, no. It takes too much work. It's not easy enough. And, you know, I mean, to create something like that and to pay attention to all those details and to stay true to those types of values, you know, it's really something to celebrate.
And they said their employees have been with them, most of them, way over 20 years.
Wow.
Yeah, and I imagine employees have gotten old and died out just like the owner.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Because they've been in business 91 years, so you know that all these other guys got old and they've been replaced now two or three times.
And, you know, that says something about a company as well, is how long, you know, what's the employee longevity? I mean, that's a big deal.
That's right. And right over here in Fort Worth, Texas, and their roots run deep.
Mm-hmm.
It's an amazing family.
And you know, you can always tell the quality of a product if it's a great place on the inside, it's going to show on the outside. Whatever the business is, whatever the company is, if the employees are happy and treated well, like it sounds like they are because they've stayed for so long, it shows because people take pride in their work. And I mean, it's a win-win formula every single time. Whether it's, you know, making pickles or at a work. Working at a bank. I mean, it always shows on the outside.
That's right. And I went online and read reports on them, and it was just fabulous what people were saying. They were saying, you know, I live in Oklahoma City, and I suddenly can't get my pickles. You know, people trying to get their pickles. And they're in all the grocery stores a lot. The restaurants use Best Made. And I didn't know all this. I didn't know that, you know, how what the quality was and that everybody uses them that really wants that high quality.
Fascinating. And it's all those details, man. I mean, oh, wow. That is inspiring to hear a company like this.
Right. And they check all the pickles. They call them. They look at them, make sure that they're quality. If they're not, they do not go.
Wow.
And told how they wash them and sanitize them, you know, and then they are made into pickles.
It is so rare to find that kind of attention to detail, and I mean, it just radiates goodness all the way around.
It really does, and I love the little picture of the character on the front with the little girl licking her lips.
Yes, wow, how cool.
It's just a great story about a great family and what they've done. Over these 91 years.
Wow. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. The phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. And we're at 3105 Big Spring, right next to Ivy Cottage.
And don't forget, you can always go to AmericanFinancialMidland.com, and there is where you will find actual case studies from past investments. You'll see exactly what investors have made. You'll read testimonials from several people who have gone through the process and can explain really how the whole thing works, because sometimes in an alternative investment like this, it's a little bit, what do you say?
People daunting is the word, daunting.
That's the word, yeah, because, you know, they're used to worrying all the time, you know, especially if you're investing in Wall Street. You know, you're worrying. You're up at night thinking, my goodness, is my money going down or is it growing? And that's not really a very good way to start growing your money, on a wing and a prayer.
That's right. And, of course, you know, once they make the decision to come over, you know, we're going to sit down, we're going to talk it over, we're going to see if it works. And if they like us, you know, we want to have them as a customer.
Yeah.
And, you know, most of our customers have been with us a long time now.
Yeah, yeah.
And we get new customers all the time. And everybody right here at the end of the year was adding money to their accounts.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was saying, here's $50,000, here's another $50,000, here's $100,000. And they wanted to get it in before the end of the year. And then we had some people retire, and they moved, you know, everything out of their old 401k over to us. And they've already had maturities, because as I said, that one maturity, we just did it in April.
Mm-hmm.
We just did that policy in April, and it's already matured.
Say somebody has been with you for a while, and then, you know, they're ready to go, they're ready to retire, they're set to retire, we'll just say in June, hypothetically, six months. Is there anything that needs to happen as they get ready? Is there, like, at the six-month mark, does something happen? At the 90-day mark, does something happen?
Well, what we're going to do is we're going to figure out how much we have to keep in their account in cash at all times.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're going to retire, a lot of people say, okay, I want $50,000 in there at all times. Some say $200,000. I've got some that say, I want $200,000 in my account all the time for emergencies.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they have a profit, we put that aside, and every time they say, I want $100,000 or $50,000, we pay them, and then we build it back up and keep it at that amount all the time. And then there's some say, hey, we'll leave some cash in my account, but I don't need any cash for 2 years because they've got all this other money they plan to use.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to figure out, you know, which way they're going to do it. And a lot of people are, I hate to say this, are going to be leaving Midland when they retire. I have most of my clients, not a one of them has stayed in Midland, I can tell you that. Some of them have moved to East Texas. I've got two or three moved to East Texas. They're building houses. I've got a lot of people moved to Granbury. Granbury's a wonderful place. And I've got people moved to Austin and then to the Hill Country.
Mm-hmm.
But they want water. They want to be on a lake. They want to be on a golf course.
Trees.
And you can't get all that in Midland, Texas.
Well, that is true. And I suppose a lot of people also travel, too. They probably have many places they want to visit, and then they get their traveling out of their way, and then they build their houses. And really, if you're not properly planned, none of that's going to happen.
That's exactly right. So people want to go on right like they are. They've got good retirements with us. They, you know, we've done well by them, and now then they're going to take the fruits of their labor, and they're going to boat every week, and they're going to play golf. And like you say, and a lot of them are going to flat travel, you know, probably for a couple of years, so they see everything they've wanted to see.
Mm-hmm.
And while their health is good, because a lot of them, you know, if you wait too long, your health gets bad and you can't travel.
Yeah.
Can't do anything. So we're hoping that, you know, everybody will do all this now while they're healthy, and we'll get them set up to do it.
Now, I'm pretty sure I know what you're going to say, generally.
Okay.
But I know that this weekend, last night, and then I think tonight is the other one, lottery winnings are getting over 300,000. And so this is the time when these things start to make the news, and people say, "Oh, the Mega Millions is this, and the Powerball is that," and then people go, "Ooh, this is my retirement." What do you say to that person who is counting on lottery winnings as their retirement?
I would say they are out of their mind. I mean, that's just what I'd say. They're out of their mind. Their wife needs to get a hold of them and shake them real good. I mean, that is the most absurd thing in the world.
Because you know it's a man that's thinking that. It's not the women. It's the men.
I knew it had to be a man because a woman wouldn't be that foolish.
No.
You know, I mean, the chances of that is one in like a billion.
Yeah.
You know? Don't waste your money. It's foolishness. It's a tax. You know, all these people, when the lottery first came out in Texas, a lot of people used their rent money. They used their food money to buy lottery tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And they couldn't pay their bills because of it. And now it's kind of settled down. I don't hear those bad stories anymore. But there for a while, that first year, people would they'd almost mortgage the family.
Oh, my goodness.
They would put everything they had into lottery tickets.
Oh, boy.
And they never won. And if they did, it was $3, and they'd paid out
$100.
So, you know, I mean, you know, a husband needs to not do that.
So if you're counting on tonight's lottery to fund your retirement, you need to have a plan B in a hurry.
You need a plan B in a hurry because your wife is going to take the rolling pin to you. And they should.
That's old school right there.
That's old school, but it works.
All right. So the key is to plan and plan sensibly. And so if somebody is in the stock market, should they be worried? And I know there's no way to really know for sure, but do you have that feeling like, hey, I've been in the stock market for long enough. It's been growing long enough. At any minute, it could burst. Are we at that point, or?
I think they should just simply say, look, I've made this much money this year. I believe I'd like to get my profit to safety and part of my principal.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good sound idea. Or you can say, oh, well, we'll just leave it there. And, it'll probably be all right. It may not. And it's up to them. What do you do to protect your family?
So maybe leave a little bit in the stock market if you want to, but diversify. Go with something, take something.
That's right. Diversify. Don't leave it all in the stock market
mm-hmm.
because remember, everything comes up. Eventually, something may go wrong.
Yeah.
And I don't want to hear it. You know, the sad stories. I heard so many last time.
Don't complain to Faye if you lose money.
If you lose all of it, don't tell me about it. But no, I think you should just be conservative.
Okay.
You know, put some with us, and if you want to leave the rest, it's fine. But a lot of people that are retiring, they're not leaving it in the stock market, I can tell you.
Yeah.
All the people with us that have retired, they put it with us. They know where their money is. They know it's safe. And I think that's the best way to do it.
You invest and then just wait for the policy to mature, and that's it. It's very simple.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
All right. So over the next week or so, as we get into the new year, what should people do to prepare to come see you and start growing their money?
Yes, they need to make reservations, you know, make an appointment, come see us. We'll talk about it. We'll look at everything they've got and see what, you know, what it looks like we should do.
All right. And one last time, Faye, what is that phone number?
It's 877-588-3330. And we're 3105 Big Spring, right next to Ivy Cottage.
Thanks, Faye. Happy New Year. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
Yes.
You've been listening to Your Money with Faye Bagby. Sound advice to help your money grow. Listen for Your Money with Faye Bagby every Saturday morning at 10 here on 97 Gold.
This program has been a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and has been brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.